Good afternoon. How we doing? On behalf of Coach Gary Kubiak and John Elway and the entire Broncos organization, we're excited today to announce that C.J. Anderson is going to be joining us again to continue his career here with the Denver Broncos. When we signed him 4 years ago as an undrafted free agent, he made a huge commitment to come here and work hard and prove that he was a dominant player in this league. And he continues to do that every day. We're glad to have him back. He knows we still got some work to do going forward, so we're going to continue that work. But we're glad to have him back and excited for him in this opportunity. It's well-deserved. He's earned that opportunity, and we're glad for him. And with that, turn it over to CJ.
Thank you, man. This is humbled. I'm humbled and blessed for this opportunity. You know, I'd like to thank the Broncos organization for keeping me around. I'd like to thank my running back coach, Eric Studesville, who's pretty much hands-on developed me from when I got here 4 years ago to this point. My mom and my grandmother. You know, there's a lot of people who put some time into where I'm standing in today. So I thank all of them, and I love them, and thank Raquel for everything. You know, just being there and having my back and being my rock. So I'm happy about that. And thanks, Pete, getting this done. Now I'm ready to open up the questions.
CJ, how do you stay hungry now that you've got a ring? You're going to get your money. What's your motivation?
People still think you can't do it. I can't be the bell cow back. You know, I can't stay healthy. I'm not going to be able to, you know, produce and, you know, be productive in the system. I mean, there's still things going out there that still keep you motivated and hungry. And then the best motivation is when I came in 4 years ago, I told Coach E, that I want to be the best, you know, to ever do it. I want to be the best running backs to ever play the game, you know, and to be up there with some of those guys he coaches and some of those guys that's in the Hall of Fame, you've got to go to work every day.
CJ, I know you weren't happy last week to get the low tender. Were there any kind of hurt feelings that
have to feel? It's business. It's all business. I understand what the running back market and how it works. That's just having a good team, you know, telling me what's going on. But I'm excited to be here. You know, 4 years ago, this organization took a chance on an undrafted kid, and you know, I looked at him in their eye and told him, "Hey, man, you're making the best decision." And you know, they're still making a great decision. So I'm just glad I get to continue my career here in Blue and Orange.
What does it mean to you that not just looking at you as a bell cow running back, but also looking at you as a leader of the team now?
It's just huge, you know. You know, Coach E told me last year, just something that's gonna have to develop and roll into. Don't try to be a leader right away. So that's just something I got to learn. You know, when I come back during OTAs. Start showing by example, and then vocally open up as the season goes. As you know, you start feeling different teams because we got new teammates, of course. So as you start feeling how things go on, go from there. But you know, we still got DT and Emmanuel leaders on the offensive side of the ball that you can learn from them a lot. So you know, I'll sit back and watch, and then when the time presents itself for me to lead, I'll be ready for it.
When Elway called you today, what were you expecting to
do? I don't know. He talked to me literally for like 4 minutes on and on. I'm sitting there going, all right, man, we're not going to match. What are we going to do? You know, he sat there and just, you know, he said some really good things about me, you know, that I appreciate a lot. And I'm just so happy that, you know, we all trust Elway, and he kept me here, and I'm just happy for this opportunity.
Anytime over the last week or so, you were trying to wrap your head around the idea of
moving
to Miami?
Not the fact moving. My whole thing was, you know, being successful. It wasn't about the money. If it was about the money, I would have chose Chicago because they offer more, as most people know. But my whole thing was, you know, what can I be successful in? And, you know, I've played in Gay system, and I know I can be successful in that. I've proven that. And then I've also proven I can be successful in this system here. So I was more worried about my success and career than I was money-wise.
Could you talk about your airport terminal?
So my agent, Peter, tells me to go to the airport at 2:00. I had a flight to catch to Chicago at 4:00. Next thing you know, he told me not to get on the plane, and I'm sitting there. It's like 4 in the team negotiating. I'm sitting at the airport from 2 to 10:30 before I got on that plane to Miami to that visit. That was first I was at the airport all day. I don't like that. I don't think anybody does. But now that was just being in that process and that having that opportunity with those four teams being interested in me and what I do, including still having the Broncos, was make the fifth team. So being in that environment and that opportunity, that was a good experience. Hopefully I don't have to experience nothing like that again, though.
CJ, looking back, you know, you had some nagging injuries that you persevered through. You won the Super Bowl, and now you got this contract. How healthy and how good do you feel about being that 20-plus carry guy?
I mean, that's the game where it shows that it matters. I did it in the Super Bowl. Is exactly what I was going to say. You know, I held it, and I was pretty much healthy. Stayed on the field as long as I want to. They pretty much let me go. So I think I can do it. I mean, I know I can do it. It's not like I haven't done it before. I've done it before. I did it when I was with Gase also. So, I mean, it works both ways. I mean, I got a running back coach that's not gonna let up or let me breathe when it comes to being successful. Believe that. And he knows it just as how strong and hard-headed I am to be successful. He's going to be on that too. So we'll get it done.
CJ, in the last week or so, there's been probably a lot of like external panic. Brock Lee, those guys. There was a chance you were going to go. How do you view where this team is headed and the uncertainty maybe that's still out there?
I know 4 years ago when I was at the Combine, Ozzie Newton said, it doesn't matter who's out there on that field in September. When the ball's put down between them lines, you got to play. It don't matter what 53 guys we got in this locker room going into September. We going to play football. And, you know, we trust as a team and as an organization. We trust Elway. We're going to put the best team together. We trust our coaches. They're going to bring the best talent here to compete. And we're going to pick the best players. And we're going to go out there and play football and compete for another championship.
CJ, how much has your family motivated you to this point? How much have you been thinking about your family during this time?
Huge. I wish my mom and my grandma could be here today. You know, those 3:45 wake-ups in the morning by my grandmother to get me to a bus so I can get to Laney College at 6:30 for workouts. Those moments back then put you in the place now. I mean, I know my mom, she never missed a practice, never missed a game. She does now. Only away game. She comes to every home game, though, but she never really misses. You know, it's just exciting for them, and I know they're happy and they're proud of me. And when I get a chance to – I talk to them, but when I get a chance to sit down, we really talk about it. We're all going to have a lot of fun.
Is Grandma going to want a nicer car now?
I don't know what Grandma's going to want. We're all thinking about getting out of our neighborhood. That's something later, though. Right now, it's just save, and focus on football.
John always said higher expectations for you now. How do you kind of approach?
My expectations is higher than his. I promise you that. I'm going to leave it right there.
What are your goals?
I got big goals, you know. The team goal is always every year win a Super Bowl, you know, and I think we have the team to do that. I think we have the players and the right mindset and the coaches to make that happen possible again. I mean, we got to defend our championship. As far as individual, you know, you want to have big games. Big games, rush for a lot of yards, you know, be an all-pro back. You know, there's some things that you want to do individually that I have that me and Coach Studisville will talk about it. He probably already knows about it, and me and him, it's on me and him to go get it.
Thank you, CJ.
Thank you.